Tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, an aid package for Ukraine has been blocked by US lawmakers for months. What does it mean for Ukraine? That's after a short break.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
On Monday, Foreign Secretary David Cameron made a pit stop in Florida on his way to Washington, D.C. He was there to meet Donald Trump as part of his efforts to get Congress to back a $60 billion aid package for Ukraine.
In Washington, an emergency funding package which would have provided billions of dollars in new security assistance for Ukraine and Israel has been blocked by Republican senators.
Some of the Republican lawmakers who oppose the package are supporters of the former president, and there's one in particular who's been especially vocal.
David Cameron needs to worry about his own country, and frankly, he can kiss my ass.
That was Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of Donald Trump's biggest fans, responding to an article David Cameron wrote where he likened US opponents of Ukraine aid to appeasers of Hitler. Known for her far-right views and promoting conspiracy theories, she's long taken a hard-line position on how much support the US should give.
I'm sorry, Ukraine is not the 51st state of the United States.
No, but is it right to let him attack?
House Speaker Mike Johnson, who is also a Republican, said he wanted to hold a vote on the package after the Easter break. So when Congress returned earlier this week, Marjorie Taylor Greene filed a motion to oust him as Speaker.
I support Republicans holding the majority next conference, but we need a Speaker of the House that knows how to negotiate, knows how to walk in the room, knows how to hold the line, and knows how to defend America first and the values and the policies that President Trump will bring the next administration.
So, why is the right wing of the Republican Party blocking aid for Ukraine? Marjorie Taylor Greene is part of a relatively small group of ultra-loyal Trump supporters in Congress.
An unknown amount of money to the CIA in the Ukraine supplemental bill, but there's no formula for American babies and mothers. $54 million in COVID spending in Ukraine, but there's no formula for American babies and mothers.
Trump loyalists like her have opposed sending aid to Ukraine since the Russian invasion began. But over the past 2 years, the number of House Republicans voting against aid packages has steadily grown. In May 2022, 57 voted against sending aid. By September 2023, that number was 117. That can be explained, at least partly, by Donald Trump's takeover of the Republican Party and the fact that he'll be its candidate in November's presidential election. However, a lot of the recent opposition to the latest funding bill comes from people who remain supportive of Ukraine aid, but see the issue as a way to accomplish other policy goals like tougher immigration and asylum measures at the US-Mexico border.
I will not go back to South Carolina and try to explain why I helped Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel and did nothing to secure our own border. I will help all of our allies, but we got to help ourselves first.
To address these concerns, Speaker Mike Johnson has said the Ukraine package will include innovations. Those could include sending money to Kyiv as a loan and redirecting seized assets of Russian oligarchs to help with Ukraine's reconstruction. But those changes are unlikely to sway Donald Trump or his most hardcore supporters in Congress. So, what does it mean for Ukraine? We'll have more after the break.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This year, if we will not get anything, we will not have any success. Steps, success, forward will depend on USA.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that the aid package is about military rather than financial support. According to him, Ukraine needs 25 US-made Patriot air defense systems, each with several batteries to protect the whole country. Currently, it has just three in place, but they cost around $1.5 billion, something Ukraine can't afford without US aid. Here's Jane Harman, chair of the US National Defense Strategy Commission, speaking to Bloomberg News.
What is happening right now as we're talking about all this is Ukrainians are dying on the battlefield. And Zelensky told David Ignatius of the Post a few days ago that he has to shorten the line. That means shorten the area where he can defend his country because he doesn't have enough ammo. It's embarrassing. It's pathetic. And the U.S. has pledged this aid.
The U.K. has pledged £2.5 billion to help Kyiv, while the European Union will give 50 billion euros. But that support is largely financial. Without military aid from the US, Ukraine risks losing. And if Donald Trump returns to the White House, he could put pressure on Kyiv to end the war by giving land to Russia, a move that would reward Vladimir Putin for his aggression. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. Today's episode was written and mixed by Imi Harper.
Tortoise. Hello, I'm John Curtis.
And I'm Rachel Wolfe. This week on Trendy, the monarchy. A year after the coronation, and as King Charles returns to work, what do we think of it? And how has that changed over time?
To listen to the episode, search for Trendy on Tortoise News wherever you get your podcasts, and follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.